Mike and John in the morning, and Bridget Brown joining us from Gleaners Community Food Bank. And once again, we're doing the 12 Days of Gleaners. Good morning, Bridget.
Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, 12 Days of Gleaners right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up on Saturday. We officially begin things here, and that takes us up to just about Thanksgiving. And I would imagine this year the need probably greater than we've seen over the past few years.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of people are having quite a bit of difficulty planning their holidays, and we're already seeing increasing requests among our senior population and anticipate an even greater request across the rest of the community as well.
So, you know, obviously the pandemic has changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, various nonprofits and others have had to curtail, fundraising opportunities. And for Gleaners, of course, you're no different in that respect. But when it comes to, say, food donations, as opposed to the cash donations, I know at the Shared Harvest Pantry, how has that run so far this year?
Yeah, so we will still accept food donations, but to be honest, your monetary donations are going to help us go a lot further this year. We are really working hard to find those food discounts across the community that we have coming our way. So the more that people are able to and willing to donate online or send in a check, that's helped tremendously. But we will absolutely still take those canned goods, or whatever else you might be willing to part with this season.
Well, now, I know in the past when we've done the 12 Days of Gleaners, it was around $20 can feed a family of four. Is that still the situation?
That is still the case. And excitingly, you know, we have that Ford match going on, so it's actually two families for $20.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great, maximizing of your donation dollars. And so we want to thank, of course, Ford for stepping up in that. And so to remind people about the 12 Days of Gleaners, okay, we're going to kick this off on Saturday the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And so for donations that are made Saturday through the 14th and then for the next 12 days after that, those donations, again, as you just mentioned, will be doubled by Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. And simple $20 is going to feed, eight people. And, you know, I think the other thing, I guess, with the pandemic, in terms of the greater need, I know Mike touched upon that earlier, but, you know, there's so many more people that have found themselves either unemployed or probably even more importantly, maybe underemployed.
Yeah, you know, we just got some numbers from Feeding America with projections for the coming year, and we anticipate there will be an additional 9,500 people struggling with food security in Livingston County, which puts that number to be around 25,000 in the community. Or, you know, if you're really passionate about kids, that's one in every six kids.
So when you look at that,
we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, when you look at that compared to, say, last year, do you have numbers that...
Yeah, last year we had, it was 1 in 14 children, and before it was 8% of food insecure for the whole community.
So it gives you a little sense of...
Yeah.
And then as far as the folks that you've been serving out of the Shared Harvest Pantry in Genoa Township... you know, that process is still the same. I mean, for those people who aren't familiar with the Shared Harvest Pantry, of course, it runs like a grocery store. People can come in and pick up what they need. Obviously, I think you've had to, you know, alter your...
We've altered it so people are safe. So we do have a drive-up model right now going on. But while you can't pick every single can, and you're certainly, you know, we're certainly trying to accommodate people's needs and wants. So we actually have volunteers asking when your car pulls up, you know, here's some food packages, fruits, veggies, all that sort of thing. What would you like? And then they are actually building out the carts and bringing them to your trunk and putting the food directly in the back. So there's no contact between the client and volunteer. We're really trying to keep everybody safe, especially with numbers increasing, and acknowledging that we have a lot of, you know, immunocompromised people that come through our line, from people with Crohn's disease to cancer survivors to just families with lots of kids, you know, whatever it might be.
All right. So we're going to kick this off this Saturday, the 14th, and go through the 26th for the 12 Days of Gleaners. Of course, when we get a little closer to Saturday, we're going to have a link on our website as well for folks that want to find out more. You want to throw out the the Gleaners website?
Yeah, so you can always go to www.gcfb.org. That's GleanersCommunityFoodBank.org. Or you can always Google just Gleaners Community Food Bank, and more information will come up, including locations to get food or how else you can help.
And before we let you go, Bridget, let's remind people that this meal that they're going to be providing for folks, this is a full holiday meal.
It is. You get the big turkey, you get stuffing, potatoes, corn, green beans, other fruits and vegetables, and cranberry sauce. You got to have cranberry sauce too,
well, yeah,
right?
So Thanksgiving, yeah.
Everything, yeah, and gravy. We want to make sure that families really have what they need for Thanksgiving, and maybe there's some sense of normalcy in that, you know?
Well, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And again, the 12 Days of Gleaners will kick off Saturday. Be looking at WHMI.com for that link, and you can start your donation. And then all donations will be matched by Ford Motor Company. Definitely want to make sure that we can help out. Anything else to add, Bridget?
I'm really thankful WHMI is partnering with us again. This double two families for $20, that's huge. So please, if you're willing, help us out.